What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It from Don Wilhelms in Jamestown, we have Stephanie Springer and Taylor Vining. And Stephanie and Taylor, welcome to our show. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm so excited to share more information about this. This has been something that's been pretty close to the Wilhelms' heart. This 5K color run and car show coming up on September 24th, raising money for a pretty important cause. And Stephanie, do you want to kind of talk about the cause and why this event is being held?
Sure. So we usually, we do it every year to in remembrance of Dan Wilhelm. That's Rod and Jeff and Lisa's brother that passed away in 2012 from Huntington's. So we do that to raise money for Huntington's. This year it's new. We're doing a color run. So we're going to throw chalk and we've got stations all set up on our route. And so that'll be fun this year. And then we've got registration bags that are new this year that we've reached out to some local businesses in town that have some swag that they put in their bags for all the registrants. Okay. And you can show up for pre-registration to pick up your bags that Friday, the 23rd from 3 to 6. You can also pay for your registration that day before. And then, like we said, the 5K is on Saturday, September 24th. Registration's at 7, and then the race starts at 8. And we're going to give out some prizes this year. Fastest male, fastest female, largest team. And we added one last year, which was a good hit. Best dressed pet.
I love that. And for those who haven't done a color run before, they can be as intense or as relaxed as you want them to be, right?
Yes. And if you choose not to have color thrown at you, we've got an alternate t-shirt that you can wear. So.
Okay. So very helpful if you don't want color thrown at you, but a super fun way to raise money. And we just got to keep in mind all being raised for the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Yeah. So again, Stephanie Springer and Taylor Vining here on Let's Talk About It. After that 5K color run, we go to the cars. We got a car guy here.
Absolutely.
And Taylor, this has been a pretty good car turnout every
year. You know, it truly, truly has. And one of the biggest things that I like to stress when I talk about our car show is just because we're a GM store doesn't mean we just want GM classics. We want everything because it's just a fun day for everybody to come out and look at cars. No matter if it's a late model or an early model, whatever it might be, it's just very fun to be able to have it and look at it. And you actually can start registering for the car show at 8 o'clock at the dealership. What we do in preparation for this is move everything off the lot in our service department, body shop, absolutely everything. So if you happen to have a car that you put on a trailer and take around with you, you know, we have plenty of room for the pickup and trailer, everything. I believe on the south side also, we even shut down on that street in the event of needing more space to load or unload, whatever it might be. And it's a really nice day. And we've been through the years of doing this. This would be the 11th year. And it's been pretty fortunate for as the weather goes.
Yeah.
And there is judges there too. They do a showstopper award. They do people's choice. They do owner's choice. Sometimes the rodeo queen has been there. She picks one out as well. I know they have in the past done mayor's choice as well if he shows up.
The mayor's choice and rodeo queen will do.
They'll
There's
be there
trophies
again.
For those choices.
Oh, yeah. And it's and also one of my favorite things that we've been doing every year is we give away a car, but you have the ability to buy a ticket. Tickets are $20. And the main reason, you know, I guess why we do the car show, the 5K, again, is for Huntington's disease because of it's very near and dear to the Wilhelms. Their brother passed away from it. And one of the neat things about it, if you're unaware of Huntington's, you know, we have people there from the Huntington's Association. We also will have pegboards up that day that kind of in-depth talk a little bit more about Huntington's as well. Just even if you want to come learn about that, you know, that's there. I know in the past also we've done some blow-up houses. I don't know if those are going to be there for the kids this year or not. They might be, you know, so it's just a really fun event for not just car people. We try to make something so it includes all the family. But again, I guess I get sidetracked when I get talking about something. But about the tickets, they're $20. And what you can win with the $20 potentially is we are giving away a 84 El Camino as the top prize. If you happen to not want the car, you can take $5,500 cash. And as I've talked about earlier, what I'm probably more excited about, and it's just kind of proves that you never really grow up. the second choice is we're giving away an 86 Corvette IndyCar 500, but it's a go-kart.
Oh, that's fun.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, maybe you really just never grow up, because it's like the go-kart is really, really cool. And it's just a model of an 86 Corvette. It is yellow. It is actually on display right now at Unison also, to be able to go. And I don't know if they have tickets to buy down there or not.
We don't have tickets down there.
But they can come to Wilhelm.
Yes.
I'm sure even before the event, they can.
Yeah. And you're actually even able to buy tickets day of.
Day of too.
And I'm not sure what cutoff is, if it's 1 o'clock that they quit selling tickets for it. And then they go sort them all out. And everything is drawn at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
On day of, the winners, there is some cash prizes as well. And then usually they do auction off a few different things during that. Then they give away the trophies for all the cars too. And, you know, we usually have over 100 cars.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And right now that's more than we have on the lot. But, you know, so it's kind of.
Which is nice to see a full lot, right?
Right, for us, it's just like you walk outside and it's like, oh, it's nice and cool. This is cool.
And the participation is appreciated. Raising money for the Huntington's Disease Society of America, going on, like Taylor said, 11 years now. So the more participation, the better, raising money and awareness of that. And Stephanie, if people do want to get signed up ahead of time for all of these, I'm sure you guys are taking in registration, right?
Yep, we are. You can physically come down to the dealership. We have you can do it on our website. Okay. So there's lots of different things. I did mail out registrations out to the businesses. So maybe your business has one and you can make a copy of that too. Okay.
Yeah, we just want to see as much involvement in this as possible and how it just continues to grow. And what I really appreciate, just it's like all hands on deck for you guys too, because everybody at Wilhelm's just like backs this and supports this. And it's really cool seeing everybody come together for that cause.
It's a really great event. And we also, some of the proceeds goes to 4-H.
4-H
local 4-H. So it's not just Huntington's. We also find something local to give back to.
Awesome. Yeah, they help us sell tickets for us. So that's kind of our thank you for sell ticket.
Okay, so not just Huntington's, but 4-H as well. So again, the Wilhelm 5K Color Run and Car Show is in Jamestown September 24th. Get signed up ahead of time. You can get signed up day of for both the car show and the 5K Color Run. Stephanie or Taylor, anything else you guys can think of? Anything else you want to mention about the event coming up here?
The only thing I want to mention is you better be there.
You heard it. If Taylor said it, so you have to now. So Stephanie and Taylor, thank you guys for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.